Gentlemen around the world, wherever you are, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to Zion Radio, episode 31 with myself, PBH, and Jack.
Yo.
How is the shisha going in the garden?
Do I sound a little bit like Barry White?
Bro, your voice sounds a little croaky, yeah.
I've slightly screwed my voice up, man. I'm going to sound terrible.
Did someone overdo the shisha at the weekend?
Maybe.
Well, as per, I don't mind doing most of the yapping, if
excellent,
that helps.
Excellent. I must say, I do sound even more sexy and sultry than I normally do, mate. So I can take the show from here if you want. It could be like Barry White FM.
We'll let the listeners decide how sexy you sound, okay? drop us a DM if Jack sounds sexy.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, guys, Freedom Day arrived on Monday, the 19th of July. We have been inundated with DJs all over the UK playing mainly our remix of Ultranate Free. That is coming up later in the show. And DJs, that's up for grabs as a free download on our SoundCloud. If you would like that, head to our SoundCloud page. Right, guys, we have a fun packed show as ever. There's going to be loads of nonsense, loads of sick new tunes, and from Italy, our good friend Leandro De Silva, which we are kind of semi-looking forward to after England's slaughtering by the Italians in
Let it go,
2020. Okay, brothers and sisters, time for some brand new music. We are super proud of this one. It's over nearly a year in the making, and we felt now was the right time to do it because it's definitely peak summertime. This is our brand new single with our favourite girl from London, and it is called Summer Never Ends. So turn your speakers up, guys. Debut, first ever play, PBH and Jack, Summer Never Ends, featuring Hannah Boleyn, and it is out now worldwide on Hell Deep Records.
I could spend a lifetime here, rest my head on your shoulder, wash away my fears, like the tide we move in closer. Summer never ends when I'm with you. Every single day is perfect blue. Feeling like it's too good to be true. Cause summer never ends, never, ever, never ends when I'm with you. Summer never ends when I'm
Zion Radio. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Zion Radio episode 31. All the way from Rome in Italy, we have Leandro Da Silva. Ciao, amico.
Ciao, ragazzi.
Hey.
How are you guys?
It's good to have you on the show, man.
You're Italian. We are English. Should we get all the football bullying out of the way? Do you want to rub it in yeah. our wounds?
I hope for you this interview don't end with a penalty.
Wow. That was good.
Nice.
That was good. Well,
but it was a good match. I think Italy and England were the two best teams in the Euro Cup. You know, if it wasn't against Italy, I would support for England because I really love the England, the English national team. I would support for you guys. So we are friends.
Well, congratulations.
Are you a big football fan? Do you normally watch football or is it kind of... You do.
Yeah, I'm a big football fan. I used to play football when I was like a teenager and my dream was to be a football player, but I hadn't so much talent, so I changed my dreams.
Wow, you became a superstar DJ instead.
When I was like 17, it was really hard because I used to play in the young team of Rome, but I already started to play as DJ. So at the Saturday night, I finished my sets at 4 o'clock and I had my meetings with the team at 7 a.m. So it was a crazy period.
I was just going to say that's one of the hard things of DJing. If you're into sport and it rolls onto a Sunday morning, for example, if you're playing football, that's happened to some of our friends I know. It's tough because we work so late. We can't play football with no sleep or 3 hours sleep or 4 hours sleep. You need a full night's sleep, don't you, for that?
And the problem is when you are on the desk, you drink like 2-3 gin tonics, so you can't be the best player in the Sunday morning.
only 2 or 3. Is there a gin drought? Is there a gin shortage in Italy?
Yeah, when I was teenager, it was like 2 or 3. Now maybe it can be 20 or 30.
Yeah.
When was the last time you did a show, Leandro? When was the last time you DJed?
Yeah, my last big show, it was like 1 year and a half ago. I was in Brazil, in the south of Brazil, in Florianópolis. And COVID started before here in Europe, in Italy. And then when I came back to Italy, everything was already closed, no clubs, because people were really afraid. And last summer I did like one gig, because for a very short period, last summer the clubs opened in Italy. And then since last year, everything is closed here. We have not chance to do any gigs.
So how is it in Italy right now? Are you guys still in lockdown or?
No, we are not in lockdown. The data, it's very good because we have few contagious every day. But people are afraid to open the clubs.
Yeah.
Because there are now the new kinds of COVID, so they are afraid to open everything. It was supposed to be on the 10th of July, but then they changed everything. Now the government are speaking about to open the clubs at the end of July, but we don't know yet.
Yeah. As we're recording this now, not when the show goes out, but as we're recording this now, Monday, as in this Monday coming, is when all restrictions are going to be lifted in the UK and clubs can open again. So fingers crossed it works out well, but it's been a crazy 18 months for sure.
Yeah, and for us it was really hard because it's our work. We can't do our work. So I spent all these times in studio, and it was also good because I had more time for the studio stuff. I had more time to develop my sound. It's not like that. I have not all this time usually to stay in studio. So yeah, I take the good thing of stay at home for so long time.
Well, the first track I ever heard of yours was one called Bring Your Body. I think it was like 2015, 2016, was it? And that was on Kreider's label, so Sumi, wasn't it?
I think it was like 2017.
Was it? Yeah. That's one of the first tracks I came across, and I loved the groove and the drive of your productions. And you kind of went a little bit tribally for a little bit with, like, was it Chickaboom? It was more...
Chickaboom. Yeah.
Chickaboom, yeah, which I love as well. But the latest music I've been hearing from you, it's more techie and more deep music. Have you planned to do that, or are you just making good music?
Yeah, I mean, in 2017 I was really into this tribal groove movement. But music, the music market changes every day. And I, as I told you before, I stayed a long time in studio these months, trying to develop my sound. Because for me it's very important that you know, when someone listen to my music, they understand it's my music. It's not just dance music, but they can listen to a Leandro da Silva style. So yeah, I decided to go a little bit more techie. Yeah. Even if the groove is the most important part of my tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell that. I can tell every time I listen to one of your tracks, the groove and the drive of the drums is a really important part of your music, and it's a very distinct thing that you have on your tracks.
Thank you.
Were you a DJ before you were a producer?
Yeah, it's strange because before everything, I was a radio personality. I started working in a radio station in Italy when I was 16. Then I worked for years in the most important radio station in Italy called Radio DJ, and then M2O Radio. So I started really young to learn the softwares to edit music. And then with this software, I understand, oh, maybe I can also create music, not just editing. So I started to create my own music. In the same time, I started to do my first gigs because the radio was really, really popular in Italy, and people start to say, oh, why you don't go to play in the clubs? And then I start to play in the clubs. I was like 19 years old, so I think it came together.
Myself and PBH, we frequently work at BCM in Mallorca, and I think PBH will agree that the Italian crowd are probably the craziest crowd that come through BCM throughout the year.
Yeah, for sure. If it's at the end of a show, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, or you know, the night's finishing, and all the people left in the club is still really busy. Then if they're English, they're too drunk to speak. If they're Scottish, they've been sick in the toilets. If they're Irish, probably somewhere on par with British, they're probably too drunk to speak. Spanish, Italians, they're just really polite and nice, and kind of, you know, they'll come up and shake your hand and say thank you for a good night. And at 6 o'clock in England, that rarely happens. People can't speak at 6 o'clock in the morning in England. They've had too much to drink.
All I can remember, say outside BCM in the big square that's outside the front, all I remember after almost every night is just loads of Italian people all chanting Italia, just going crazy outside the club. Even when the party's finished, they're still outside, they're still partying outside. It's crazy, man. I love it.
And probably they say to you, se non metti l'ultimo, noi non ce ne andiamo. That means if you don't play the last song, we don't go away. Like that. Yeah.
Have you played many shows in England, Leandro?
No, to be honest, I never played in England. I played a lot in different countries in Europe. But I've been many times in England. I've been in many clubs, but I never played. And I really love to do that one day.
I'm sure we'll sort that out.
Because you know, I think to play in Italy and also in England, it's not really, it's very good, not really easy, because we have, like you, a very strong club culture. So people, it's really careful about the DJ, what the DJ is playing, about the technician of the DJ. But when people loves you, they're gonna love you like you know, like a god. They stay under the desk, the DJ desk, really observing what the DJ do. It's not just to party, but it's really to enjoy the DJ concert.
If you had to choose between DJing a festival or DJing a club, which would you prefer to do?
I think I prefer the club.
Yeah,
probably because I started in the in the intimate club. I think you can create a more intimate relation with the crowd, and for my style of music, also the club is better. You know, when you have to manage a big crowd like the festivals, probably your set need more energy, and you lose the the melodies or something like that. I don't know. I like both, but if I need to choose one, I would choose the clubs.
Good choice.
I think clubs, you can definitely go a bit more edgy, a bit more underground, a bit more, you know, a bit more of you in it. Yeah, like you said, festivals are incredible to play. We've got a big one at the start of August.
Yeah, with festivals, you only normally get like 1 hour, which isn't a lot of time to play a lot of music, really. And also, you have to constantly play things that get reactions. And you've got like 1 hour to shine out of a huge lineup. But if you're playing a club and say you're headlining that club, you can take people on a bit more of a journey. You can play a longer set. And like you say, it's a lot more intimate with the crowd that's in front of you. Sometimes in a festival, you feel like you are miles away from the crowd, don't you?
I totally agree with you. Even if the festival gives you a lot of adrenaline, you know, when you have like 50,000 people in front of you just jumping, yeah, it's incredible. But I totally agree with you. In the clubs, you can create a journey.
So, Leandro, last year, congratulations, you were number 9 out of all the producers in the world on that amazing website, 1001tracklist.com.
Wow, that's
quite
a
big achievement.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Are you worried that now you're going to lose loads of English support and you're going to drop down? So next year it might be 109 because of all the Brits that have been supporting you.
You know, I'm not 100% Italian. I'm half Italian, half Brazilian. So
So in that case, DJs that are listening, keep supporting Leandro. Yeah. He does make amazing.
He does.
So you know, I'm a kind of pizza and churrasco guy.
Right. While we're talking about pizza, a couple of questions for you. I've never been to Rome. Jack, have you been to Rome?
No, I'd love to go there.
Right. Okay, so what's the best pizza shop and what is the best coffee shop? Coffee shop for a morning and a pizzeria for the evening. What are those? And my pen is out, I'm making notes.
That's a very hard question, you know, because pizza is like a religion in Italy. And many people say the best pizza in Italy is from Naples, not from Rome. But it's different from Naples. The pizza is bigger than Rome, but my favorite pizza is from Rome, and it's in a pizzeria that's called Cocci. Yeah, it's nice. In the center of Rome. It's a traditional pizzeria, so it's very, very good. And my favorite pizza is the Diavola. Okay.
So I'm guessing that tastes a lot nicer than a Pizza Hut, yeah?
Oh, God.
No, absolutely.
So where's the best coffee shop on a morning as well? Is it true, Lavazza? as they advertise in England, is Italy's favourite brand of coffee.
That's true. You can find Lavazza almost everywhere, even if I prefer Illy.
Oh, cool.
That's Italian
as well,
too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And the best coffee shop you can find near Piramide, that it's like 10 minutes from the Colosseum, and they had the best coffee and cornetto. Oof. You know, Italian every morning need to eat cornetto and cappuccino.
Oh, that sounds so good right now.
Making our taste buds true. We are big coffee lovers, me and Jack. Yeah. Big coffee lovers. We'll make that a date. Well, coffee's on you. We'll make that a date.
Yeah, we're coming Rome now. Yeah.
Absolutely. I invite you in Rome and I'll be your cicerone.
Yes. I've seen pictures of your studio. Is that studio at your house?
No, I have I have a company here called Origami Management, and we have like 2-3 studios, and we do of course our stuff, and then we do some works of, you know, mix and master. Mm-hmm. And produce music for Italian pop star or Italian rappers. So we have our office, and then I have a little home studio also in my house.
Nice. It looks good. What is your preferred DAW to use?
I started with Logic, but then when I tried Ableton for the first time, I start to use Ableton because, you know, I think. With Ableton, I'm faster.
Yeah,
because it's very easy to manage the loops. I think it's easier than Logic. So yeah, I sometimes do the production with Ableton, and then I do the mix and master on Logic. Yeah, but usually I use just two DAWs.
I did exactly the same thing. I was on Logic, and then I got converted to Ableton, and I've never opened Logic since then.
Yeah.
It's so much faster and easier to use, and it's amazing, man. I saw a picture of you on your Instagram. I think it was in one of the studios that you probably are maybe now. What speakers have you got in the background? I couldn't tell what they were.
Focal. It's Focal, nice. Yeah. Yeah, the guys, I think, do excellent work. We have, with our studio, we have a partnership with Focal.
Wow.
But I'm really used to the sound of Focal, so I really like it.
You say that the groove and the drums are the most important part of your track, you know, getting that drive out of the drums. Do you always start with your drums when you make a track?
If I have, like, a vocal, I start from the vocal. You know, I like to create the atmosphere and the melody around the vocal.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have a vocal, I start creating my groove. When I have the groove, I create like a melody, and then I send a first draft to a vocalist to sing something, and then I close the track with the vocal. Usually, this is my way to proceed in a track.
Yeah. What is your favorite synth of all the synths you have?
I think Serum. Serum. I use Serum for a lot of things. I also like the Native synthesizers in Ableton.
Yeah.
I use a lot of them, like Operator.
Yeah, Wavetable.
To create the bass. Yeah, I think this is... when I do something more underground, I also like Diva.
Yeah, Diva's good. You should try.
It really depends.
You should try. Here's a tip. If you haven't seen it already, there's a new synth that's been around. Well, only been around a short amount of time. It's called Vital. Have you heard of Vital?
No.
It's
what's the name?
It's called Vital. Vital. It's a free.
Vital.
Yeah, it's completely free. It's basically like Silence, Serum, and Massive all mixed together. And it's free. It's unbelievable.
Cool.
Check it out, man. It's good.
I need to check.
So, Leandro, when is your first show back then next? When's your next gig? Where is that?
I have some requests because, you know, in the east of Europe, everything is open. So I have a festival in Macedonia. I don't know how to say in English, Macedonia.
Macedonia.
Macedonia, yeah. And I have another gig on Sharm el Sheikh in Egypt.
Ah, nice. Yeah, we've played that there before. It's a lovely, amazing place.
Yeah, we played what was that beach place we played at? Beach. It was literally a club on the beach and it was completely open air. It was amazing. We love Sham.
Pattaya Beach Club. It was beautiful. It was literally like nobody was there. Then an hour before we were on, it was just packed. Absolutely crazy busy.
Cool. It was really good.
And the decks didn't work. They had some CDJs that didn't work. They wouldn't read our USBs. It was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Proper panicking. But we made it work and we had fun.
I love Sharm el Sheikh. It's also one of my favorite places for vacation because I love to do snorkeling. So
we've done that there. I actually damaged my ear when we were snorkeling there because you know when you do scuba diving or any kind of scuba diving or diving, you're not supposed to do it if you have had a cold or flu. Previously, I'd kind of had it just maybe a week before we got there. And my ears and my nose were still a little bit blocked, but I really wanted to go scuba diving. So I did it. And when I came back up out of the water, both my ears were completely blocked as if like I couldn't hear a thing. It was scary, man, scary. And I had to have all kinds of medicine and it's probably why I was snoring more in a hotel room and driving PBH mad. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow,
since then we never share hotel rooms ever. He snores way too loud as Jack. We need to be like at least three rooms between us.
Yeah, it's like an angry bear.
And how's the situation in England? The clubs are open. Are you ready playing or not
so,
yet?
Yeah, the clubs open on Monday. When obviously as this interview is live, the clubs are already open. So literally now.
Cool. Great.
Yeah. Traveling out of the UK is still a bit of a problem, as I'm sure you've found out. Traveling outside of maybe Italy is going to be a problem, but we're just trying to get as many UK shows in as we can.
Because in Italy we are. For example, I already did my two doses of vaccination.
Yeah.
So you know, I have a kind of green pass, and it's easier to travel. So. In Italy, many people are already vaccinated. So, like in England too, no? I think.
Yeah. It's gone really well here. So, fingers crossed, clubs will stay open and we might meet in a DJ booth sometime soon. That would be amazing.
Yeah, it would be great. Also in Italy, to drink some coffee and eat some pizza.
Eat some pizza, yes.
That would be beautiful. That would be absolutely beautiful. Right. Leandro, thank you so much for popping on the show and hanging out with us. It's been good to chat not dwell on the football too much, but congratulations, Italy. Even though your captain did a clear foul, but we'll let that slip.
What people haven't seen is the WhatsApp chat that led up to this conversation.
Thank you very much, guys. I was really happy to have this chat with you, and come on, you can win the next World Cup. That is better than the Euro Cup.
The funny thing about football is we're actually not big football fans. I think I've got into this slightly more than Jack has, but towards the end of it, to the final, we both really enjoyed it. It was a good game. It's sport, it's fun, it's enjoyment for everyone, and anything that brings people and friends together is a good thing. So, yeah, bring on the World Cup. It's going to be a big party. Can't wait for that. It's going to be winter time as well next year, isn't it? Is it in November?
Yeah,
I believe.
In Qatar. Yeah.
So, winter World Cup, that'll be really interesting.
The first time in Qatar.
You have some music to play for us.
Yeah, I will play my last track on Nix with Bass Flow. It's collaboration with this guy from Germany called All Right.
tomorrow when we're alright.
She says she's scared of falling, falling, but you might just fly. Cause we'll be on the top of, I'll be feeling so high. Don't be afraid of falling, falling, cause you know we gon' fly. Drop low, oh, we're feeling so high. She said she's scared of falling, falling, but you might just fly. Cause we'll be on the top of, I'll be feeling so high. Don't be afraid of falling, falling, cause you know we gon' fly. We'll be right back.
come together under one roof for the love of house on Zion Radio.
Yet I'm standing still. The music takes me to the great unknown. Yet I'm standing still. The music takes me to the great unknown.
Zion Radio's Track of the Month.
Okay, friends, in the words of Tiësto, let's get down to business. Track of the month time, and we have two excellent tracks. Neither of us actually know what we're playing, do we?
But no,
we completely trust each other. They're going to be bangers. So, guys, up first, this is my track of the month. This is by a Scottish producer. He goes by the name Ewan McVicar. We absolutely love this one. Definitely see this being played in the clubs. It's going to go off, and there is only one rule when you listen to this track, guys, turn it up loud.
PBH's Track of the Month.
PBH, Peeps, Pleb.
Yes, bro.
Pleb and Torn. Bang at that, bro. Got some groove to that.
Big up the Scottish Massive. Ewan McVicar, we salute you, sir. Absolute weapon.
You went on the housey groovy tip. I'm going to take this to, I think it's like chilled trance, but I can't really define this track. It's just epic, and it's a big instrumental melody thing. This is by Fade X, and it's called Destiny. This deserves to be turned all the way up. Hope you enjoy.
Jack's track of the month.
Producers, don't forget we are always on the hunt for brand new music, especially for Track of the Month. So make sure you drop us an email, music@pbhandjack.com, and you could be on next month's show. Okay, let's keep the show moving, guys. This is a very recent one from myself and Jack, and it's a classic we remixed just especially in time for freedom in the UK. This is Ultranate, Free, the PBH and Jack's Hugs and Hangovers remix, and we've been tagged so many times of clubs all week popping off to this. It's been great to see you guys. Let's go.
to play your own game. Cover it up, don't let them know what you're thinking. I bet you never tell them how it feels. I bet you never even try to be real. Cover it up. Cover it up. I bet you never tell them how it feels. I bet you never even try to be real.
You down. If I give you a call, will you answer it?
Yeah.
Will you transfer it?
Yeah.
I need you to stay. I need you in a major way. You're one of a kind, and I ain't blind. Love's hard to find. I found you when you're on my mind. Come on.
Together, together.
H and Jack present
Zion Radio.
Me. lie for me. Don't put your trust in me. Don't fall for me.
I want you, honey. I want you. Dion Classic.
Jack, how's the voice?
Sexy as always. How's your voice?
You've hung on. The voice has hung on through the show.
Just about. So, I've been drinking water and
less vocals. Less shisha this month.
Sorry, bro. I'll turn it down.
All right, guys. We always end the show with a classic anthem. Jack pulled it out of the bag last month, and this month I was on Spotify surfing, actually listening to the brand new track from the Swedish House Mafia, which is called It Gets Better. If you haven't heard that, make sure you check it out. It's very fresh, very innovative. Innovative, whichever. Is that even a word? Who knows?
One of them is.
Right now, all you need to know is there's a banger coming. So I was listening to that on Spotify, guys. Then it kicked into the Swedish House Mafia's back catalogue, and this beast came on. I was driving just on the edge of Manchester, and the car was an instant rave. This is Swedish House Mafia, Greyhound, and we will see you all in a club or at a festival very, very soon.
Dion Classic.